Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation, taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University, focuses on the race for state auditor, and we are joined by Democrat Kathy McGinnis. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start out with really kind of the most basic of questions, that is, why are you running for state auditor?
I believe that we can be more efficient and more effective and for greater use of our Delaware taxpayer dollars. The auditor's office is the one that's the watchdog. They're the independent watchdog that are there to make sure that your money's spent the way it's supposed to be spent.
In your background, what do you feel makes you better suited for this job than the other candidates running for this office?
I have real life experience and a very diverse background. For example, I've been elected 17 years in municipal government, working on multi-million dollar projects, overseeing real things that affect everyday people as far as their taxes, but also, you know, dealing with audits, dealing with budget and finance and profit and loss. Then I've also been a small business owner for 16 years. I've managed hundreds of people. So in the same kind of context, you're trying to look for waste and fraud in your own businesses to make them run more efficiently and more effectively. And I also have been serving on nonprofits for decades. Currently, I'm on the Camp Rehoboth Board in Rehoboth, Delaware State University Board of Trustee, and Meals on Wheels in the Lewis and Rehoboth area. So dealing with that, being, you know, former treasurers for nonprofits, you have your hands in it and it, the real day-to-day things. So I have a different but unique skill set that would be, I believe, ideal to manage that office.
So with that background, what are your priorities and vision for the Office of State Auditor?
I believe that office, which is kind of like the center of a wheel, and there's all these spokes, which are the different agencies and things that one is supposed to, you know, check on, make the recommendations through the audits. Well, that office itself needs to kind of, I would say, audit its. It needs to be audited first. This office, if you are expecting to recommend and look into other agencies, you yourself must be accountable and transparent. And, you know, it does not have the full complement of employees. There's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities. Moving forward, my vision would be to get the office in order, get it to its full complement, and then use things and look at best practices. You know, talking to other auditors across the country and doing research, you know, there's a lot of things that we can be doing here. Little things that are maybe not too expensive or too much of a change for people, but can make that office make a real difference and a real impact and make it relevant to all Delawareans.
You brought up staffing. So one of the questions that we do want to ask is if you felt the current staffing of the office is adequate to do its work effectively. I sense your answer is no, but do you want to elaborate a little bit on what would be the adequate staffing for the auditor's office, or what you envision the staffing being?
Well, I would envision it to probably be more than what's there. It's my understanding folks have been leaving over the past few years, and actually maybe in the past few months. So I know there's under 20 people there in an office which used to have almost 60. So if you look at that, yes. However, again, you got to get in there and take a temperature and evaluate what's there. Talk to the folks that are there and going, you know, what do you see your needs? I know through my municipal experience that sometimes you do need to outsource on certain projects. It makes sense. It makes fiscal sense. But there's also things that you can be doing in-house. Do we have that right complement? Well, probably not as of today. So, yes, there does need to be some kind of complement there.
Okay. Because of the nature of the work of the auditor's office, should the office be actively working to distance itself from politics and party ties? And if so, how do you accomplish that?
Well, I would say yes and no. It's the kind of person that you're going to put in there to run the office. For example, I've been elected 17 years. I have loads of friends up and down the state, in and out of the legislature, in different mayors and municipalities. That doesn't mean when I'm going to make a vote or a decision that I that I am capable. I am capable of taking those emotions away, the personalities, and you go, what is best for this particular topic that we're looking at? So I do believe it's good also to have some of those relationships. For example, to get a full compliment, one would need to have some plans in hand if they were going to start in January and go to JFC and be able to have that relationship and friendship where someone goes, you know, I know that person. They're a hard worker. They say what they mean. They're going to try hard. We are going to get behind them. We are going to believe in them and give them a little bit of resources and then go back in a year maybe and check their metrics and see what they're doing with those resources. So you must actually have some kind of credibility with the legislators for them to actually believe in you to give you the resources you need. And with the agencies, there's no reason that one person cannot go in there if it's the right person and be able to be independent. And my record's shown that. You know, I've had no problem voting by myself in the past if there's an issue, if I've done my due diligence, and I believe that's the right thing to do. So I don't see any change there.
Do you feel like the work of the auditor's office needs to be made more visible to the public? Do you feel the public really gets what the auditor's office does, and when there are audits, really understands what's going on?
No, I agree. It does need to be more visible. We need more outreach. We need quarterly, you know, maybe coffees or sessions up and down the state and in different counties. You know, I do that monthly with my constituents, and it's great because you learn from what the people notice or see or what they're feeling or what they want to bring forth, which is important to them. And, I mean, you can't be everywhere one person. So, absolutely, outreach is huge. You can also use that with technology, with apps, with making a very user-friendly website. We all know after three clicks, you go somewhere else. So there's a lot of things that can be incorporated to make this more viable. Quite honestly, most people do not know what that office is. And they do not know that the auditor is someone who's actually running the office. They think there's somebody sitting there crunching numbers. Well, they don't know. So I think half of this whole, campaigning thing where every week you're talking to different people up and down the state is explaining to them what this position actually entails.
And speaking of that, I mean, does the state auditor have an appropriate role in influencing state policy in areas beyond just accountability of state finances? Or is it solely just a watchdog office?
It's a watchdog office right now, but that doesn't mean in the future it can transform or evolve into something that has a little bit more strength where you can say, hey, you know what, these red flags keep coming across in separate agencies, and perhaps there needs to be policy or legislation where you can get someone to sponsor it. To me, it's not about the past. It's about what it can be. It's not looking through the rearview mirror. It's looking through the windshield and going, here's an opportunity for us to take this office, raise it up, make it more visible, make it more applicable to many people and the tax dollars. Again, this to me is very exciting. I think this is a real opportunity for Delawareans to have somebody who's willing to, like me, who has a tireless work ethic, go in there and see where we are and where we need to be with the help of the staff that's there right now.
And finally, is there an issue or issues area or areas you feel need to be investigated or better scrutinized by the auditor's office at this juncture?
You know, there's probably a lot of audits that have not happened. So you go back to the ones that have been put on the back burner. I know a lot of audits have not been finished or completed in the past, you know, 8 years and been left hanging. So there's a lot of opportunity there to go back to the older ones and maybe some bigger ones. And there's also different types of audits. So the financial audits are one thing, but performance audits seem to be the trend with best practices across the nation because they're quicker, they're cheaper, and you get a result and actually make a little bit of a difference and an impact in a quicker manner.
All right. Kathy McGinnis, Democratic candidate for state auditor. We thank you for your time on Canada Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
And you can find all of our Canada Conversations online at DelawarePublicMedia.org and at DelawareDebates.org. This Canada Conversation was taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University and is part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.